Title: California Employers, Get Ready for New FEHC Regulations Effective April 1st. Content: As most California employers know, the complex web of laws that govern employment in the state is vast and ever-expanding. It just got more complicated. The Fair Employment and Housing Council, FEHC, has issued new anti-discrimination and anti-harassment regulations that most California employers must comply with. The new regulations will go into effect April 1, 2016. It is critically important to understand these new regulations in order to avoid inadvertent violations and potential liability. Among other things, the new regulations: 1. Expand the number of employers covered by the Fair Employment and Housing Act, FEHA. 2. Require employers to develop new anti-discrimination and harassment policies that meet numerous new and detailed requirements. 3. Require employers to distribute those policies to employees in English as well as in any additional languages that are spoken by at least 10% of the workforce. 4. Impose new requirements for conducting discrimination and harassment training. 5. Update the definitions of gender identity, gender expression, and transgender under FEHA. 6. Include a new rule that would allow the Department of Fair Employment and Housing, DFEH, to obtain non-monetary preventative remedies against an employer who fails to prevent discrimination or harassment, even if there is no evidence of underlying discrimination or harassment. More detail regarding each of these new regulations is provided below. Expanded definition of covered employer: employers with fewer than 5 employees are generally not subject to FEHA or, by extension, the new FEHC regulations. However, the new regulations redefine what it means to have 5 employees. The new regulations provide that out-of-state employees count toward the 5-employee requirement. This means that, under the new FEHC regulations, an Arizona-based company with a small office of 3 to 4 employees in California may be sued under FEHA. Additionally, employees who are out on leave, such as medical leave, now count toward the 5-employee requirement as well. Small employers and/or employers with relatively small California operations should be mindful of these new regulations in order to avoid surprise if, when they are threatened with a lawsuit under FEHA. If a small employer exceeds the 5-employee threshold as a result of these new regulations, they would be well advised to consult an attorney regarding FEHA and compliance with its myriad provisions. New anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policies: employers have always been required to distribute the DFEH brochure on sexual harassment, Form DFEH 185, to employees. Now they must do much more. Under the new regulations, employers must have in place anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policies that meet a panoply of requirements. The policies must be in writing. List the categories of individuals protected by FEHA, which are age, 40 and over, ancestry, color, religious creed, including religious dress and grooming practices, denial of family and medical care leave, disability, mental and physical, including HIV and AIDS, marital status, medical condition, cancer and genetic characteristics, genetic information, military and veteran status, national origin, including language use restrictions, race, sex, which includes pregnancy, childbirth, breastfeeding, and medical conditions related to pregnancy, childbirth, or breastfeeding, gender, gender identity, and gender expression, sexual orientation. Make clear that FEHA prohibits co-workers, third parties, supervisors, and managers from engaging in discriminatory, harassing, or retaliatory conduct. Provide a complaint procedure that ensure that complaints are kept confidential, to the extent possible, responded to in a timely manner, investigated by qualified personnel in a timely and impartial manner, and documented and tracked. The complaint procedure must also provide for appropriate remedial action and resolution and timely closure of investigations. Establish a complaint mechanism, such as a complaint hotline or access to an ombudsperson, that does not require an employee to complain directly to an immediate supervisor. Instruct supervisors to report any complaints of misconduct to a designated company representative so the company can try to resolve the claim internally. State that allegations of misconduct will be addressed through a